Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business, providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Your call is like a fresh spring breeze at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630.
Gary in Silver Springs, Maryland, known on eBay as ZXC208. Hey, Gary, what's your question or comment?
I recently had a situation where a buyer basically extorted me. He said basically if I don't get my $1.50 back, he's going to leave me negative feedback and open up a case against me, which he did. eBay removed the negative feedback, but they didn't seem to protect me from the case, which he opened. Are buyers protected when eBay or when cases are opened against you?
Well, you have to give us more details if you want to talk about this. What was the item?
Okay.
What was the item?
The item was a 1993 Silver Eagle, graded NGC MS-16.
Oh, a coin. You're talking about a coin?
Yeah. I don't know anything about coins.
Well, you have to assume the audience doesn't. So remember, you're not on a customer support call. You're talking on a radio show. So what was the final price?
The final price was $26 with $3.99 shipping.
And what was the $1.50?
He said that when he received the item, that since I don't use eBay shipping, he received a charge of like $1.30 from the post office because they claimed it was insufficient postage.
Right.
But their post office didn't realize that the software that I'm using, which is the United States Postal Service software, gives a discount for buyers, for people who use it. And they made that change April 26th of last year. Hmm. And I actually talked to the post office in his rural location, and I confirm that the person who answered the phone didn't know that either.
Right. So, in a situation like this, can I ask why you just didn't give him $1.50?
$1.30 back. Well,
$1.30 back.
Wait.
Before you say extortion, I want you to put on the buyer's shoes for a minute. So they go to pick up a package, and they're told by the post office, no, you owe us $1.30. What would you do in that situation if you were the buyer?
I probably wouldn't worry about it and make such a big deal about it.
Well, he did. And do you think he doesn't have a right to do that?
Well, I don't think he has a right to say he's going to open up a case and leave negative feedback if I don't give him $1.30.
Why? Obviously, you didn't want to. He asked you first, right? So his first email to you said what? What was his first correspondence with you?
He said that his post office asked him to pay $1.30. So basically, I told him that their post office wasn't familiar with the software that I was using.
Right. And at that point, let me tell you what happens when you're talking to a buyer. At that point, you've lost them. Because they don't care about your software. And they don't care about what the post office said or did. All they know is they bought something from you on eBay, they paid for that, and they paid for shipping, and the item comes, and they're told they're owed $1.30 extra. Now, actually, the right thing to do in this case, and you may disagree with me, but I feel so strongly about this, is to not put this on the buyer's back. It was not the buyer's fault that they had to pay $1.30. It's not your fault either, but as the merchant who sold the item, it's your responsibility to make sure that the buyer's going to be satisfied. So you can't.
I called up customer service, and ultimately, after he opened up the case and wanted to return the item, I asked him, "Do you want the $1.30 back?" Because that's what customer service told me to do. And I said, because he told me that it's really not worth dealing with it over such a small amount.
Right.
Satisfy the customer, get it over with,
This was only after the case was escalated to eBay. So the way
he
the case worked,
eBay opened up. Return case.
But remember, this is how it works on eBay today. I assume this happened recently.
Yeah.
So what happens on eBay is a buyer can request a return. You can say no. They can file a claim with eBay. And that does not result in a defect. But once, because the first part of any claim is that the buyer and seller can work out a resolution. If no resolution is worked out, the case is then, or claim is escalated to eBay. And at that point, if eBay rules in the buyer's favor, and they're going to in a case like this, if eBay rules in the buyer's favor, then that's going to count as a defect on your account. That's how it works. So I know it's now after the fact, and the cow's kind of
ultimately
left.
Ultimately, I just decided to let him return it and give him his money back and move on.
Well, so wait a minute. So what was the outcome of the case then?
I accepted the return, and he returned it.
And so what is the status of your account now?
So basically it doesn't affect my account. I just gave him his money back. Gave him his money back, but I didn't give him the return shipping back.
Why?
Why would you, but
why are you doing this to the buyer? So where is the buyer to blame in this? The buyer just wanted the coin for what the price was and what they paid for shipping. No one who buys anything wants to be faced with a bill afterwards saying, oh, you owe an extra $1.30. I mean, I would have felt the same way. I would have said, oh, I'm sorry this happened to you. Rather than getting a long discussion, here's $1.30 and just send it back in PayPal and say, I hope everything else is okay. And then think about the time and the energy you wasted on this over $1.30. Was it worth it?
Yeah. Well, I ended up selling it for more money anyway.
That's great! See, it did work out.
Yeah, it did work out in the end, so.
Yeah. If these things happen...
I just took the representative's advice, thought about it for 2 minutes, and said, yeah, he's right. Just get rid of the difficult buyer and move on.
Well, I wouldn't call him difficult, though. You can think that way. I would advise anyone not to think that way. A buyer who's in this situation is not being difficult. They just want to know why I had to pay $1.30 extra, and I'd like that money back. Some buyers might say, you know what? And this is even a scarier situation in my view, both as a merchant and as a loyal and devoted eBay employee and member. Is the buyer says, that was $1.30 extra. I'm just not going to shop on eBay anymore. And they go away and they never come back. And that's too bad because if he's a collector, he's buying his coins somewhere else. And that's not good for any of us. But I'm glad it worked out, though. I'm glad to hear the best part of this story is that you sold it for more money. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's why I was willing to accept the return, because I knew I probably could.
Yeah. I mean, I just accepted
Let's just get it over. eBay was actually surprised that I actually just accepted the return and didn't let it go to a case.
Well, there it goes.
The reason I didn't allow it to go to a case because why should I take the chance?
I know
It's not worth the energy. It's not worth the chance of losing the case. It's just not worth it.
And so on the radio, you'll hear us talk about this a lot. I always put one thing top line, the very top concern. I want my buyer to be happy. So whatever I can do to get them to the happiness state, that's what I'm going to do. And then move on.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad you called.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, you know, because it's actually the first time it's ever happened.
There you have it.
The buyer's complaint is that the coin was certified by NGC as MS-69.
Oh, that's a difference.
I didn't state in the ad that the number on the certification number will be different than the coin that you will receive, because in the Silver Eagle collection, all the coins that are greater than 69 are considered the same. But again, I knew that I learned a lesson there.
Yeah.
Any discrepancies, put that in the listing.
Oh, very important. Yes. That is very true, to make sure that they're
even
in the
if
listing.
The number is different, put that in the listing and you're protected.
Absolutely. Well, and you're informing the buyer up front so that they know they're not going to get surprised. Gary, thank you so much for your call.
Okay.
Appreciate it, Gary. Yeah, everything you do that's right, every piece of information you put in your listing can help you to not have problems later on.
Absolutely.
It's looking ahead. Hey, a quick email here, although we're getting ready to go to a break.
Sure.
Let me go ahead and read it. Dennis from Phillipsburg, New Jersey, known on eBay as ZZZ Garage Sale. On the importance of listing mentioned earlier, it is also important to have a plan for unlisting, because after a while, the money spent on listing fees adds up. Depends on the merchandise, of course, but in my experience with postcards, if it is not sold in a year or two, it never will. So your profits will increase if you regularly weed out slow and non-sellers.
Yeah.
Okay. It makes sense to a point.
Yeah, it's awkward, though, because there are some businesses that are built around a type of inventory where historically having huge volumes available is what supports the business. So, for example, if you're a postcard seller in a regular offline situation, chances are you've got thousands of postcards and you've got them displayed in a way so that, you know, a person is looking for that one particular card about one topic about from one area. Mm-hmm. So that's why sometimes they don't sell right away on eBay, though, because that person hasn't shown up yet. This open phone segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast. We have another one coming up, today's very last segment of eBay Radio. Join us then.
When it comes to shipping, efficiency is everything. You need a powerful tool that works with you to streamline the process. Endesha lets you purchase postage and print shipping labels right from the desktop of your PC or Mac. They offer the best possible USPS rates and help you build your brand with easy customization of your shipping labels. Endesha imports orders and shipping information directly from eBay, then posts back tracking numbers so you and your customers can track packages at a glance. Endesha even offers delivery status notifications. And for those occasional returns, Endesha lets you create and print out return labels without paying for postage until a label is actually used. They also can automatically refund postage for unused labels. Try it free for 30 days at Endesha.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 360.
Your pictures on eBay can be worth much more than 1,000 words. Cindy Shevley is a certified education specialist known on eBay as top-rated seller, Clover City. Her first advice on taking great pictures?
The first thing I would say is if your camera is more than a few years old, I would consider upgrading your camera. The new cameras have so many new features built into them and available to use that your camera will make you look like a professional without much learning effort. So that would be my first thing that I would say is consider upgrading your camera.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
As an eBay radio listener, you've heard about Reply Manager, now an Excelco product. Maybe you're already using Reply Manager to manage your customer support messages, but you're still looking for a way to manage feedback. Excelco is excited to announce Hi5, a free tool designed to automatically encourage positive feedback. If you receive negative feedback, Hi5 instantly alerts you so you can resolve the issue right away. Together, Reply Manager and Hi5 help you manage your relationships with your customers from the beginning of each transaction until its successful end. And right now, you can get a special package deal for both of them just in time for the holidays. Try Reply Manager and Hi5 free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay. That's Reply Manager and Hi5 free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
Today's final segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the new way to source liquidation goods.
So, gee, I've learned a lot today, Griff.
You did?
I did.
What'd you learn?
A lot, about a lot of different things.
Tell me.
The inventory stuff, the Pinterest stuff, the boxes, the regional rate boxes, lots of good stuff today.
That's good.
Definitely. We're going to do the events calendar in just a moment or two, but we do have some other emails. that I wanted to run past you. So let me get them up on the screen here. Oh, it's not easy, is it? No.
Let's see.
This was Scott. Okay. Oh, that was Scott. Okay, Scott is not going to hear, not going to get a private message from me, Scott, as to what's going on with the eBay Radio Party and Conference. I'm sorry.
Well, you can't blame him for trying.
I know. They all try. It's really kind of funny.
Right. Well, you'll know soon enough. Let's just say that. We're not going to pre-announce it. If we could tell you right now, we would. But we can't, so we won't. But when we can, we will. And then we will, and everyone will know.
Oh, here's from David Rayer in Torrance, California. You know David.
I know David.
Known as Simos 310. He said, I recently sold something with local pickup only selected.
Yeah.
They paid, picked it up, left great feedback, but I'm still showing that it needs to be shipped in my seller hub task list. Is there a way to get rid of this? Thanks, Dave.
Did you just mark it as shipped? I'm assuming that he offered the option, and that was the option that they selected. If that's the case, then he's fine, and he just needs to say market is shipped.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that'll take care of that. Okay, if you'd like to do this with us, Griff and I, at this time of every show at the end.
I'm having an issue here.
What is your issue?
The issue seems to be that the community page isn't loading for me suddenly.
Uh-oh.
And that's how I get to where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
So let me try this again. I wonder what's going on here.
Well, did you go to ebayradio.com?
That's what I'm trying.
Oh.
Let me try it again.
Okay.
Ebayradio.com. Let's see if that works.
Okay. And then...
No, it's not working.
Oh, no. All right, well, then I'll read them.
Please, would you?
Okay. So if you want to find them, you go to ebayradio.com and you click on the big archive button. You get to our archive site. Up at the top, you will see one of the links that says Seller Resources. Hover over that and then click on Seller Events. And these are all upcoming events that are taking place maybe in your community. So the first one, Griff, is March 19th. And that's the eBay Sellers in the Denver Metro Area Meetup.
Yes.
It's from 6 to 8 p.m. at Perkins Pancake House.
Oh.
In Denver. And the topic is going to be product sourcing, including drop shipping, wholesaling, and thrifting. And speakers will include Luis Sanchez, mm-hmm. product sourcing at ASD, and David Edwards on thrifting. And then on March 20th, 2016, that's Sunday, Colorado Springs eBay and e-commerce online sellers group meetup from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Village Inn in Colorado Springs. An evening with longtime eBay seller and e-commerce expert Brian Goodman. Gee, we haven't talked to Brian in such a long time. He's going to be via Skype, and he's known on eBay as top-rated seller Mr. Dot Bigfoot. Brian is the author of Everything is Negotiable and also co-starred in Spike TV's Thrift Hunters. Then on March 22nd, which is next Tuesday, we'll be on the air live next Tuesday, but from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., the SoCal eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup at Sir Villo's restaurant in Long Beach, California. And they're just going to join each other. And the topic is, let's share our experience.
Yay.
This network will be all about networking with your fellow sellers. And then eBay and e-commerce sellers of the Bay Area meetup, Tuesday, March 22nd, 2016 at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at eBay headquarters. And the topic is, what's it worth? WorthPoint CEO Will Seipel and top-rated seller Robin Levin share research tips. And then, of course, we get into April, and I'll just do one from April. It's the Brisbane eBay Sellers Group Meetup, April 7th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., Australian Institute of Management in Brisbane. Topic is importing goods for China. The speaker will be Neil Waterhouse. Free entry for two volunteers. Seating is limited, so RSVP ASAP. It says.
And that's Brisbane, Australia.
Yes, it is Brisbane, Australia. So there we have it. And we have some more for April, but we'll hold off on those. If you'd like to be on our event calendar, all you have to do is click on that archive button at ebayradio.com, and you will see up at the top over to the right, submit a seller event. Just click on it and submit your event, and we'll put it up here.
groovy.
And usually Griff and I are reading this together, but today he can't find his...
I can't get... My browser's all kefluffed up or something. I don't know what's going on with it.
Okay.
It's all weird.
So, and I want to thank everyone who has been in the chat board with us today. Lots of good people in that chat board. Most of them experts on selling on eBay, by the way.
Experts?
Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody got something you said. You got to look at this.
I can't look at it.
Oh, you can't see it. Oh, I'm so sorry you can't see it. Okay. It's okay.
Why?
They're trying to figure out what's going on in July for the eBay Radio Party and Conference.
Right. So?
And you said something over the air.
What did I say?
Well, I'm not going to tell you what you said, but I will tell you what she said. Hold on, and let me find that listing again from CJ. Oh, so who is paying for the lighting in July?
I am. I'm paying for the lighting. It's me. I'm paying for it. I'm paying for the lighting in July. Why? What, do you think it was somebody else who was paying for it? It's not. It's me.
Thank you.
This segment was brought to you by BULQ, the new way to source liquidation goods. We'll be live again on St. Patrick's Day this Thursday, March 17th, with eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee at 11 a.m. Join us then. You're listening to eBay Radio.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details. Local or long haul, chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is. And you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. Or visit roadie.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's list. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's list, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says. Shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.